I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A task force approved in February by the City Council to evaluate government ethics and transparency issues in Atlanta will meet for the first time at 5:30 this afternoon in City Hall. According to the AJC, the 13 members will focus on the city's ethics, transparency, and compliance structures. The group's first meeting comes nearly 4 years after a federal bribery investigation into City Hall activities began under former Mayor Kasim Reed. Well, after being designated one of the worst in the nation and facing concerns over recent suicides, the Atlanta VA Medical Center welcomed two members of Congress yesterday. GPB's Robert Jemison was there.
Representative Lucy McBath and House Veterans Affairs Chairman Mark Takano toured the Atlanta VA where they spoke with patients and staff. Last year, the facility was cited by the VA's Office of Inspector General for health hazards, staffing shortages, and failing to complete mammograms on 42 patients. McBath, a two-time breast cancer survivor, found that particularly troubling.
I know that these are very, very critical screenings that these women deserve. And I'm very concerned that many of our women veterans have not received the same type of care that helped to save my very own life.
McBath also spoke with the hospital about the suicides of two Georgia veterans last month, one outside the entrance of the Atlanta VA Medical Center and another in the parking lot of the VA hospital in Dublin.
And that's sad when our veterans believe that there is no other way out and they're not being heard and they're not being served. That's alarming. They deserve better than that.
McBath and Chairman Takano say Congress will work across the aisle to address the problems at the Atlanta VA Medical Center and other facilities. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jemison in Atlanta.
The King Center is postponing a planned demolition of the building that was once the home of Atlanta's first black mayor, Maynard Jackson Jr. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, King Center CEO Bernice King met with concerned community members over the weekend to discuss the possibility of saving the structure. The historic apartment building on Sunset Avenue sits adjacent to the home where Martin Luther King Jr. and his family lived. The community's effort to preserve the building has been led by U.S. Congressman John Lewis. And DeKalb County legislators want to meet with Governor Brian Kemp after he vetoed a bill protecting the county's school district from annexation. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
Atlanta annexed more than 700 acres of DeKalb County last year, including Emory University and the CDC. Atlanta Public Schools also tried to expand its borders, but DeKalb School District officials sued, claiming they would lose more than $2 million in revenue. The veto legislation would have made it illegal for APS to do just that. Stephen Green is the DeKalb School's superintendent. He says they will keep fighting.
Senate Bill 53 is coming back. This encroachment, this infringement on DeKalb County and DeKalb County School District must stop.
Governor Kemp says he vetoed the bill in part because it would invite lawsuits. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Tributes continue to pour in for the Savannah police officer who was killed in the line of duty last weekend. Local leaders, members of law enforcement, and other community members gathered yesterday to lay flowers at the memorial for Sergeant Kelvin Ansari outside police headquarters. In a tweet, Governor Brian Kemp said his thoughts and prayers are with the Ansari family and friends, saying, quote, "We are forever grateful for the officer's service." Ansari and a suspect were both shot and killed when shooting broke out during a robbery investigation Saturday evening. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation is handling the case. And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks will soon find out which selection they have in next month's NBA draft. Tonight's draft lottery includes all 14 teams who didn't make the playoffs. Each has a chance to score the number one pick. The Hawks have the fifth best odds to land a top selection. The team is hosting a draft lottery watch party tonight at 7 at State Farm Arena. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.